الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. صدق الله العظيم. All thanks and praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom we thank, seek for help, and invoke for forgiveness. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. Dear brothers and sisters, what the changes in seasons or days are telling us. We are in spring, a favorite season for most of us, and summer is around the corner. Spring, summer, fall, then winter, and the year is over. Morning, noon, afternoon, then sunset, and the day's over. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us every day through these changes that one day our life will come to an end as well. Yes, these are reminders. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remind, for indeed, the reminder benefits the believers. These reminders trigger us to ask questions such as, what is the purpose of life? Why are we here? Where are we going? Is it work hard, get rich, enjoy life, be happy, and die? If it was all about this life, I would say it is a good deal. But we have an eternal one waiting for us. Again, the eternal and the better one, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. Speaking of the purpose of the life, I believe one of the best verses on this topic is the one from Surah Al-Mulk. As you all recited and heard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. He who created death and life, so he may test you as to which of you is the best indeed, and he is the exalted in might and the forgiving. Again, as we all know, that the life in this world is not permanent. It'll come to an end someday, and for all of us. But again, as we learn from the Quran, the next life is eternal. In Surah Al-Ankabut, chapter 29, verse 64, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. And indeed, the home of the hereafter, that is eternal. Eternal life, if only they knew or know. The reality is that hereafter is the true life. And this world is only a means to prepare ourselves for it. So our most important goal here should be preparing ourselves for the big day by performing as many good deeds as possible. If that's the case, how should be our approach for this life and the next one? And how can we find the balance in between? Let's look at this topic from the lens of the Quran and the Hadith. As you all know and heard many times, our beautiful religion, Islam, is a religion of balance and moderation. And the Quran taught us in a dua form to ask goodness for both worlds. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. Our Lord, give us the goodness of this world and then after. So there's no harm in enjoying the comfort and pleasure of this world within the limits of Islam. However, the Prophet ﷺ always gave weightier importance for the next one. There's a beautiful dua which we all should use in our prayers, reported by Jabir radiallahu anhu. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would supplicate by saying, Allahumma in kunta ta'lamu anna hadha al-amra khayrun li fi dini wa ma'ashi wa aqibati amri faqturhu li wa yassirhu li thumma barik li fi. O Allah, if this matter is good for my religion and my livelihood and my ending, then decree it for me and make it easy for me and bless me in it. And the other way he said, but if this matter is evil for my religion, my livelihood and my ending, then divert it from me and keep me away from it, and decree for me what is good for me and make me content with it. This is the prophetic approach. And whenever he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wanted to supplicate for something worldly, he would make sure that to ask Allah that it is also good for akhirah. We are on a journey, brothers and sisters. We came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our return is back to Him. We are here for a brief stop. A brief stop to prepare ourselves for eternity. Again, as in the word of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Kun fi dunya ka'annaka gharibun aw 'abiru sabil." Be in this world as if you were a stranger or a traveler. Verily, and then he said in another hadith, "The example of this world and myself," he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "is that of a rider who seeks shade under a tree, then he moves and leaves." At this point of my sermon, I would like to get your attention on two different parts from the Quran, but similar style. One is in Surah Al-Hadid and the other one is in Surah Ali Imran. It is a beautiful two verses. The first one in Al-Hadid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us to remember that the life of this world is nothing but a deceptive enjoyment if the worldly life is the only concern. And he said, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهْوٌ وَزِينَةٌ وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting us to ponder and think. Divine command. Know that the life of this world is but amusement and diversion and adornment and boasting to one another and competition of wealth and children. When I recite and give the meaning of this verse, think about it. Think your daily life. Now, with this picture in mind, we can see why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called this life of this world la'ibun, a game. We get so involved in the game itself, in its short-term goals and enjoyments, that we tend to lose focus on the importance of the hereafter. And next, he subhanahu wa ta'ala has called the life of this world lahwun, a diversion. It has the force to make a person lose focus of the goals of the akhirah. And as we all know from Surah Al-Jumu'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this word in that beautiful surah, referring to the caravan that was beating its drums when the Muslim congregation gathered in the mosque for Friday prayers. And when they heard these drums, they rushed towards them and left Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam standing in the middle of the khutbah. And the verse came and described the situation from Surah Al-Jumu'ah towards the end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا رَأَوْ تِجَارَةً أَوْ لَهْوًا انْفَضُّوا إِلَيْهَا وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا. He said, but when they saw a transaction or diversion, they rushed to it and left you standing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ سَيْ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ اللَّهْوِ وَمِنَ التِّجَارَةِ. Say that what is with Allah is better than the diversion and then a transaction. And at the end, he reminded us that وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. And Allah is the best of providers. And back to Al-Hadith. Then he subhanahu wa ta'ala sets a parable for this life, declaring that its joys are fading and its delights are perishable, saying that the life is like ghaith. He said, كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ. What is ghaith? Ghaith is the rain that comes down after a long drought. And then in the continuation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارَ نَبَاتُهُ. The growth is pleasing to the tiller, the farmer. That farmers admire the vegetation that grows in the aftermath of the rain. Just like happening all around us after all the rainy days. You see all beautiful green mountains and hills. And just as farmers admire vegetation, the disbelievers admire this life so much. They are most eager to acquire the traits of this life. Then what happens next? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ثُمَّ يَهِيجُ فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًّا ثُمَّ يَكُونُ حُطَامًا. Afterwards it dries up and you see it turning yellow. Then it becomes a straw. That vegetation soon turns yellow in color after being fresh and green. The green fades away and becomes scattered pieces of dust. This is the parable of this worldly life. It starts young, then matures, and then turns old and feeble. This is also the parable of mankind in this life. They are young and strong in the beginning. In this stage of life, they look youthful, handsome, or beautiful. Slowly, they begin growing older, and their strength weakens. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala then said, وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٌ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. But in the hereafter, there is a severe torment, and also there is a forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His pleasure. Pick your way. And the life of this world is only a deceiving enjoyment. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. The Akhirah will contain two things, either punishment or forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His good pleasure based on your faith and deeds and action. Yes, in reality, this life is so insignificant as compared to the life hereafter. And hereafter is so close to us. Again, in the word of our beloved Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Al-jannatu aqrabu ila ahadikum min shiraki na'lihi wan naru mithlu dhalik." He said, "Paradise is nearer to any of you than this strap on your shoe, and so is the fire." This hadith indicates the close proximity of both good and evil in relation to mankind. If this is the case, then this is the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraged mankind to rush to perform acts of righteousness and obedience and to avoid the prohibitions. And again, we see this in the next, very next verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraged us by saying, سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا كَعَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Race with one another in hasting towards forgiveness from your Lord. Not with another matters, other matters, but if you want to race on the subject towards forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And paradise, the width whereof is as the width of the heavens and the earth. And for whom? أُعِدَّتِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. And prepared for those who believe in Allah and His Messenger. And at the end of the verse, he reminded us that he is ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. So that is the grace of Allah which he bestows on whom he is pleased with. And Allah is the owner of the great bounty. In my second khutbah, I will reflect on the verse from Surah Ali Imran, inshaAllah. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حسنة وقنا من الله وكرم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. As I mentioned in my first khutbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about worldly life in a similar fashion, similar way, in the verses from Surah Ali Imran, chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. And he started with, and you will see the similarity in between, he said, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. He said, beautified for men is the love of things they covet, they crave, they desire, such as women, children, much of gold and silver, means wealth, branded beautiful horses that time. Now these days, think about cars. I don't want to give names, Ferraris, Lamborghinis, whatever. So cattle and well-tilled land. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. This is the pleasure of the present world's life. But he reminded us with very next phrase, وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ. He said, but Allah has the excellent return with him. And basically, our Creator is saying that there is nothing wrong with these. Have it, have them. And have it, in the, as I mentioned at the beginning, within the Islamic frame. But he is reminding us something better than that. And the next verse is telling that. He said, قُلْ أَنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّن ذَلِكُمْ. Say, shall I inform you something better than that? لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَأَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. He said, for those who have God consciousness will be gardens in the presence of their Lord. This is the best part, in the presence of their Lord, beneath which rivers flow, wherein they abide eternally. The second important part, eternally. And purified spouses and approval from Allah. Maybe this is the most important third part, approval from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. And then Allah is seeing of His servants. Dear brothers and sisters, I will repeat again, please don't get me wrong. There is nothing wrong with working hard and being wealthy and enjoying the worldly life as long as it is within the Islamic frame. But again, we should not forget that the life is not all about here. So we should invest for the next one by spending and working in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what the verses from Al-Hadid and Ali Imran are telling us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to find the balance in between the life of this world and the next, inshaAllah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Our Lord, give us the goodness of this world and the hereafter. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. Our Lord, forgive us, our parents and all the believers. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. آمين وأقم الصلاة.